snap it one more time and everybody can get out of Tampa. So the Broncos now with 9 consecutive wins, including last year in the playoffs. That's the longest current winning streak in the National Football League. A soggy finish. They've beaten the Tampa Bay Buccaneers here at Raymond James Stadium by a final score of 27-7.
And for the third time in 4 seasons, the Denver Broncos are 4-0. That's how they start off for the first quarter of the season. Broncos win yesterday 27-7. This is your game recap edition of the Locked On Broncos podcast. I'm your host of the show, Adam Kinney. Follow me on Twitter at Adam Kinney Radio or follow the show account at Locked On Broncos. Broncos win in South Florida yesterday 27-7. And for a blowout victory, it pretty much had a little bit of everything. Even though the Broncos ended up winning by 20 points in this one, you got an injury to your quarterback that, comes off of his really coming out party in week 3 of the NFL, and you get to see a little taste of the future potentially for the Denver Broncos and Paxton Lynch as he's forced in there and does a really, really good job in his half of play against the Buccaneers yesterday. Then you also have an 86-minute rain delay that you have to overcome and then come back out and, refocus on football a little bit and make sure that you slam the door shut. The game was already out of hand at that point, but you never know with such a long adjustment period, a couple good possessions for Tampa Bay, and they might be right back in this one. Let's get you the game recap and kind of tell you how this thing unfolded. And we'll start in the first quarter where the Tampa Bay Buccaneers start with the football. But it's Aqib Talib that makes the first play of the game against his former team, a homecoming for Talib, going to play the team that drafted him. And on the third play of the game, Aqib Talib intercepts a Jameis Winston pass intended for Humphreys, the wide receiver. And then just on the very next play, the Broncos strike first with 13:31 remaining in the first quarter and take a 7-0 lead.
Norwood in motion to the slot right. Simeon under center. Looks right, throws right. He's got Demaryius Thomas inside the 5. Thomas to the goal line. Touchdown, Denver. First snap for the Broncos. Simeon to Demaryius Thomas. An 11-yard touchdown strike, and Denver with a 6-0 lead.
Hey, in my game preview, I talked about the Broncos having to start fast in this one to make sure that they, there's no letdown here and kind of get the trap game woes out of the way early and start quick. You can't start much quicker than getting 7 on the board in the first 2 minutes of the game, including a defensive turnover to put up those 7 points. But the Buccaneers get the ball back, and then Jameis Winston will have his best and pretty much only good drive of the day as he responds to put 7 on the board himself.
From the 7-yard line, Bucks need 6 to get a first down. The snap. Winston dropping pressure out the pocket. He's going to break the tackle right to the 5. 3-2-1. Dive for the end zone. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Jameis Winston takes it to the south end zone.
Jameis Winston ties the game at 7 apiece there in the first quarter, but that's going to be the end of the scoring in the first frame until the second quarter. It's kind of a punt fest back and forth between the Broncos and the Buccaneers until Aqib Talib makes his second big play of the day.
That's 27th out of 32 teams so far today. A little bit better. Shotgun snap on third down. Winston plenty of time. Rockets one. It's going to be intercepted. Talib has it again. Talib's got his second of the game. Looks for a block. Hops over one of these fallen teammates. And Talib will be inside the Tampa 30.
Talk about making an impression on your former team. 2 interceptions in the first half for Aqib Talib. That's going to set the Broncos up with a short field and lead 2 points immediately. A short field for the Broncos. They only have to go 30 yards. And on the last play of this drive, a 1-yard touchdown run from C.J. Anderson puts the Broncos back up on top.
Straight eye formation, first down and goal. They run it left side. C.J. Anderson at the goal line. He's walking in the end zone. Touchdown, Denver. C.J. Anderson with a 1-yard touchdown run. And with 12:14 to go in the first half, the Broncos bounce back in front.
So after some brief scoring by the Broncos, here we go back to Punt Fest in South Florida. And the two teams just kind of trading 3 and outs here. And Trevor Siemian did not have a lot of time to throw. You have to give the Buccaneers a little bit of credit for their defensive game plan as they really, if it weren't for the turnovers, they wouldn't have as easy of a time putting points on the board early on, and it really would have kept Tampa Bay in the game, but those turnovers just proved so costly. And that's exactly what gets Trevor Siemian in trouble a little bit, as he takes a lick and he injures his non-throwing shoulder, and Trevor Simeon's going to have to come out of the football game. And Paxton Lynch, the 26th overall pick in the 2016 NFL draft, is going to get his first taste of NFL action late in the first half when Trevor Siemian leaves this thing, and on his first, or excuse me, well, he came in mid-drive, and the Broncos were forced to punt. But his first full series, Paxton Lynch leads the Broncos down the field to kick a field goal to take a 17-7 lead, and that's how they would take this thing going into the third quarter. And really, I thought that Gary Kubiak played it very, very cautiously early on when Paxton Lynch first came into the game, and I guess rightfully so, because he's a rookie getting his first taste of NFL action, but it seemed like the playbook could have been a little bit more open for him, and maybe they could have put up more points earlier on. But 17-7 is the halftime score. The Broncos are going to come in into the third quarter, and they're going to get another field goal, 24-yard field goal from Brandon McManus. Once again, I think that the play calling became a little conservative down there once they got into the red zone, and they didn't want to force any throws from their young quarterback, so they settle with three, and the Broncos take a 20-7 lead here in the third quarter. No more scoring until you get into the fourth quarter in the third series, when the Broncos take possession of the football, and this is where Paxton Lynch really shines, and he leads the Broncos to a 9-play, 80-yard drive that ends in his first career touchdown pass to Emmanuel Sanders.
Janovich resets offset eye left, boot fake, and Lynch throws, pass wide open, touchdown Denver. Emmanuel Sanders with a cartwheel after the catch and score. Paxton Lynch with his first career NFL touchdown.
Paxton Lynch gets his first touchdown out of it and puts this game out of reach, and the Broncos take a 27-7 lead here with 8:55 left in the fourth quarter, and the Buccaneers will promptly go 6 and out before the Broncos get the ball back, and then the game gets suspended, and the Broncos have to go back into the locker room with their 27-7 lead and just try and figure out when they're going to come back out on the field. Well, 80-some minutes later, the Broncos do come out back onto the field, but that was a challenge for Gary Kubiak and company. Here was Kubiak after the game about preparing for this weather delay.
You don't practice that as a coach, you know. Our guys, our coaches, and our players handle it like a mature group. We stay focused. You know, when we knew it was time for us to go back out, we went back to work on what we needed to do. We went through the situation over and over again.
But the Broncos do come out, and they slam the door shut the rest of the way. No more scoring in this one. The final here in Tampa Bay, 27-7, and the Broncos improved to 4-0.
You got to snap it one more time, and everybody can get out of Tampa. So the Broncos now with 9 consecutive wins, including last year in the playoffs. That's the longest current winning streak in the National Football League. A soggy finish. They've beaten the Tampa Bay Buccaneers here at Raymond James Stadium by a final score of 27-7.
Thanks to Broncos Radio Network and the Buccaneers Radio Network for the calls there for our game highlights that we get you each and every week here on the Locked On Broncos podcast. Broncos win this thing 27-7, and Paxton Lynch comes in relief and gets the save, so if we're going to use a baseball term, against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and really looks very, very good. And this is almost, I don't want to call it unfortunate, a way to kind of get your first taste of NFL experience, because Trevor Siemian has played so well. It's just kind of a unique situation now, because no matter how well Trevor Siemian does, the fans are always just going to be salivating at the possibility of what Paxton Lynch can do for this team. And in his first action, where he was kind of limited by the playbook, you know, you saw Gary Kubiak kind of roll out into the shotgun a little bit more just to make sure that Paxton Lynch was comfortable. You know, he may not be fully have 100% of the playbook as it stands right now, which is why he wasn't named the starter come week one. And Trevor Siemian has that, and Siemian has just played so well. It's really a shame that, you know, no matter what Siemian does, now there's going to be a group of fans out there that are just going to be wondering what's going to happen with Paxton Lynch. Here's Gary Kubiak after the game talking about Trevor Simeon's injury and his prognosis going forward.
Trevor, it's his left shoulder. I don't know anything else. I can tell you we felt like we could have put him back in the game, but we will go back and evaluate him. I really like the job Paxton did. Was handling himself, handling the team well, so we stayed with him.
So Kubiak there saying that Trevor Siemian probably could have came back into the game, but they just didn't really need them. If Paxton would have came in and struggled, and then Tampa made a game out of it, you might have seen Trevor Siemian there in the fourth quarter. But I'll get you some stats of the game here. Paxton Lynch, 14-24, 170 yards, and that touchdown, I mean, really ignited the Broncos offense, because they weren't really doing much despite the 14 points that they had scored, you know, just thanks to those turnovers. But he was moving the ball up and down the field, and it looked like he had command of that huddle. So first game ball going out to Paxton Lynch. Demaryius Thomas, your leading receiver for the team, 6 receptions, 94 yards, and a touchdown. And that dynamic duo with Emmanuel Sanders, 8 receptions, 88 yards, and a touchdown on the day. On the defensive side of the ball, we're going to give away 2 game balls, and one's going to go to, obviously, to Aqib Talib for the 2 interceptions that led to 14 points off turnovers for the Denver Broncos. The other one's going to go to Derek Wolfe, who gets you 2.5 sacks in this one. Von Miller held to just half a sack in this game. He's still going to be leading the NFL with 5.5 come the end of week 4 in the National Football League. But Derek Wolfe gets you 2.5 sacks on the defensive line and really, you know, made Jameis Winston uncomfortable. So each and every week, there's another guy stepping up. Last week, it was Shane Ray alongside Von Miller being his sidekick, and this week, it was Derek Wolfe. So those are 2 game balls and getting away on the defensive side of things. Let's hear from the quarterbacks a little bit. Here was Trevor Siemian after the game, just talking about him backing up Paxton Lynch and his mindset there.
Yeah, I was getting ready to back up if I had to, if something happened to Paxton, but fortunately he did a heck of a job and stepped in and managed to get a win, so that was awesome.
So all smiles for Trevor Siemian, who leads his team to 4-0. He's going to get credit for this win, even though Paxton comes in and does the cleanup duty at the end to put this game out of reach. Here's Paxton Lynch on preparing every week like you're going to be the starter.
My thing had been prepare like you're going to play every game. So, you know, when Trevor came out with the injury, I was prepared to go in. Obviously, I was a little nervous just because it was my first time going in, but I was definitely prepared and ready to play.
And here is also Paxton Lynch just kind of on his nerves in his first NFL action.
Yeah, I mean, things were kind of moving fast when I first got in there, too. I could have probably been better getting in and out of the huddle a little faster as well, but after that first pass, I kind of settled in and found my rhythm a little bit.
So once again, the Broncos are just kind of implementing the next man up, and Paxton Lynch playing the role that Brock Osweiler played last year to Peyton Manning, and he comes in relief, and he does a very good job. It's still probably Trevor Siemian's job. Gary Kubiak talked about that on Monday, that if he's healthy and ready to go for week 5, the home game against the Atlanta Falcons, Trevor Siemian's probably going to be the guy as your starting quarterback. So no controversy here. You know, it's still probably going to be in the back of people's minds, though, at every mistake that Siemian makes. Is that an opportunity for Paxton Lynch? That's something that we're going to have to keep your eye on. But Gary Kubiak wants to just remember the big picture and how hard it is to win in this league and how happy he is with his team for the first quarter of the season.
You know, obviously it's a good month. I mean, that's you know, you divide it up in quarters, and obviously we've had a good first quarter. We've got some injuries we've got to work through. We're working through another one today. But we keep stepping to the plate, playing hard, playing well late in games and stuff, which you have to do in this league. So 1 week at a time, but obviously we've got a lot of things we've got to improve upon.
But their undefeated record is not something they have to improve upon. It's just something that they have to add on to. And they'll get an opportunity next week when they take on the high-flying offense of Matt Ryan and the Atlanta Falcons. Matt Ryan throws for 500 yards, and 300 of which goes to Julio Jones and their win on Sunday afternoon. So that'll be a big test for the Broncos secondary. A lot of big storylines that we're going to have to keep an eye on for that. We'll keep you updated with all the injuries and stuff. This is going to be it for us here today on the Locked On Broncos podcast, but stay tuned all week. I'll get you all the updates that you need to know on the carnage from the win at Tampa Bay and then heading into all the storylines going into week 5 against the Atlanta Falcons. Make sure you're subscribing on iTunes, finding us on audioboom.com. Follow me on Twitter at Adam Kinney Radio, and then follow the show account at Locked On Broncos. Until next time, this has been the Locked On Broncos podcast.